profile help. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. An Academy Award winner and Texas native makes the case at the White House for gun safety legislation.
Actor Matthew McConaughey was born in Uvalde, Texas, and says it's where he first learned to shoot.
Uvalde is where I was taught to revere the power and the capability of the tool that we call a gun.
McConaughey met with lawmakers on Capitol Hill and President Biden here at the White House before speaking with reporters.
We are in a window of opportunity right now that we have not been in before. A window where it seems like real change can happen.
Senators are negotiating potential bipartisan legislation designed to target mental health and school security. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
An FDA advisory panel has backed another COVID vaccine. This one from Novavax, if approved, will become the fourth COVID shot available for adults. Primaries in several states today where some long-serving members of Congress are hoping to hang on to their seats.
In Iowa, GOP Senator Chuck Grassley seeks an eighth six-year term, facing a primary challenge from a state senator, Jim Carlin, who has openly questioned the 2020 election. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds is also being primaried with Democrat Deirdre DeGeer waiting in November.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Polls in Iowa close in about 3 hours. In California, Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom seeks his second and final term. He faces a field of relative unknowns. Under that state system, the top two vote-getters will be on the November ballot, even if they're from the same party. Contests also being held in New Jersey, Mississippi, New Mexico, South Dakota, and Montana. On Wall Street, stocks rallied even as uncertainties kept Wall Street wobbly. The Dow added 264, the Nasdaq plus 113, the S&P gained 39. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Florida's governor approves hundreds of millions of dollars to be spent on school safety.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signs legislation today implementing even more steps recommended by the commission that investigated school safety concerns following the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting. The bill directs $210 million towards school security to be spent on officer and staff training and security compliance. The same bill requires schools certify that 8 out of 10 staffers be trained in youth mental health awareness. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
The Texas prison system has temporarily stopped transporting inmates as it investigates how a convicted murderer escaped from a transport bus last month, and authorities say he later killed a man and his four grandsons. The prison agency says if an inmate needs medical care, more security will be in place. A study ranks the best cities for staycations.
Wallet Hub compared more than 180 U.S. cities across 44 key metrics, including parks and public beaches per capita, weather, walkability, and restaurant meal costs. The personal finance website ranks Honolulu as number one, followed by Orlando, Chicago, Fort Lauderdale, and Portland, Maine. Las Vegas, San Francisco, New York, San Diego, and Seattle among the top 10. WalletHub reps estimate about 29% of Americans are not planning to travel for leisure this year. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The widow and son of the man who wrote the 1983 article that inspired the movie Top Gun are suing Paramount Pictures over the sequel Top Gun Maverick. They claim the rights to the story reverted back to them in January 2020, and they contend Paramount Pictures did not reacquire those rights before releasing the film. A spokesperson for Paramount said the claims are without merit. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.